This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Pope John Paul, for all his travels, never made it to China. His access was blocked by the communist government that cut diplomatic relations with the Vatican more than half a century ago. But there are an estimated 12 to 15 million Catholics in China. About a third of them worship in government-sanctioned patriotic churches. The rest go to underground churches. Gerard O'Connell is Vatican Affairs Analyst for the Asian Catholic News Agency, and he joins us from the Vatican. And Mr. O'Connell, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, whatever time it is with you.
Well, why is it that the Pope, who opened dialogue with several communist nations, never managed to get into China?
Well, it wasn't from the want of trying. He had made many efforts. He had made very clear to the Chinese government that they were willing to take any step acceptable, of course, to improve the relations. The Vatican did not break off relations. The Holy See did not break off relations with China. China broke off relations with the Holy See.
And why was that?
It was after the communists came to power in China. In 1951, the Vatican had still its mission in China, waiting for acceptance by the communist authorities under Mao Zedong. And they got news that they had to leave the country. So the Archbishop Ribeiro had to leave the country quite suddenly. And they moved to Hong Kong, then they moved out. They moved eventually to Taipei. That's in Taiwan. Now, since then, the Vatican has held its mission in Taipei in the hope always of going back to mainland China. The Vatican has made very clear, the Vatican's Secretary of State said a couple of years ago, if Beijing is willing to establish diplomatic relationship with the Holy See in the morning, we will move the embassy immediately following morning to China, mainland China.
Well, what does Beijing want from the Vatican?
Basically, Beijing wants, first of all, that it breaks diplomatic relations with Taiwan. The Vatican has diplomatic relations with Taiwan. Now, the Vatican has made very clear that it does not see the question of breaking diplomatic relations with Taiwan as a problem. But China puts it as a precondition, something that it has done with no other country.
So I imagine that makes Taiwan a little nervous.
It makes Taiwan a little nervous because there are 300,000 Catholics in Taiwan. The Catholics in Taiwan have freedom of religion, which they do not have in mainland China. The government of Taiwan, of course, wanted the Pope to visit Taiwan. The Pope did not accept this invitation. In Taiwan, there is one cardinal who will not be participating in the actual election for the next Pope, but he will be participating in the discussions beforehand. The government in Taiwan has been very friendly to the Catholic Church, and relations are good. The president's wife visited John Paul II at his summer residence about a year ago, and the president of Taiwan came to the funeral today.
Given the fact that the number of Catholics is waning in European countries, how important is it for the Vatican to be in China and to encourage Catholicism there?
Well, it's not so much the Vatican being in China. The Catholic Church is in China. It is there and it is thriving. It does not have great freedom in some places. In other places, it has more freedom. The situation is evolving. And in fact, it is significant that newspapers in mainland China reported the Pope's death. Now, I think that's very significant. And also, after hearing the news of the Pope's death, the foreign ministry expressed its condolences. I think it's the first public statement in such a positive way in the 54 years since China broke diplomatic relations with the Vatican.
Gerard O'Connell is Vatican Affairs Analyst for the Asian Catholic News Agency. He joined us from Rome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.